Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, who's in here, man? Hey, yo, man. Angry Bastard Radio, man, in the building, man. Fix your face and pull your shoes up, man. You're not taking no shorts today, tomorrow, or ever, man. Get it right.
You were losing them shoes while you got it.
Little, all right? Y'all all little.
Yeah, y'all need a little beanhead bastards. Nigga over here, I'm lotioning up right now.
Oh, boy.
Of course, you got the fucking shower with Angry Bastard Radio, so anything and anything can happen. Anything and everything can happen at any given moment. Fizzle's about to get in the shower. I just got out of the fucking shower, you know. I'm with this Dead Sea Salt Israel shit. This shit is on point, man. And this shit works, too. I got Fresh to Death's moms over here, you know, cutting, trimming and shit. Brother, you know, was in my back while I rubbed lotion on my arms. It's a beautiful world, man. Thing.
Word.
Now, we live in the chiz until I get to the switchboard, so, you know, ladies and gentlemen, please hold on, and I will unmute you in the next 10 minutes. Hit us up at myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Niggas is doing it. It's a fucking Wild Out Wednesday, man.
Wild Out.
Now, shit happens in Wild Out Wednesday, man. So, I might want to bring that Bible and a seatbelt and strap yourself in because it's going to be a bumpy ride.
Word. We'll be riding your mom, so make sure you bring your saddle.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, come on now. What would a show be without, you know, going in on somebody's mom's?
Yeah, we'll be riding. Whoever's listening right now, we'll be riding your mom. So, please believe that we're gonna have the saddle and the spurs to put in her ass. You know what I'm saying?
2012,
right.
12, that like stuff shells.
Lord.
And then we have our first victim.
Your first victim.
What up, pussy?
12, 12, look like stuff shells.
Do me a favor, man. Your rhymes is garbage, just like your fucking fitted hat that you got on.
Hold on. Nah, hold on.
He's quoting
Jadakiss, son. You gotta first of all understand that, you know what I'm saying? He's a following
that.
First of all,
I was going off one
he's
bar.
A following
that. Jaded.
He's a following that.
I was going off one
bar.
I was Jadakiss.
He already admitted that he's a plagiarist. So you know, we don't really focus on him anymore because his mom is really in the fold on the barbecue grill. And as soon as I'm done turning her twice, as soon as I'm done turning his mom twice and basing her, we're gonna have dinner.
He's trying.
But the only thing is that, you know, I got his mom's tied up, so she's going to do whatever I say. So he can go ahead and act like he don't know that.
You got that bitch trained,
nigga. Not really.
I don't make monkeys. I mean, it's a little off for niggas to focus and not stutter when your mom's is licking on niggas' necks and your grandmom's is sucking cock. You know what I mean? Not dick cock. She's sucking cock.
I don't got no cock. I have a dick,
but she's a sloppy whore. So most sloppy bitches suck cock. You know, the sloppy way. You know what I mean? A grown woman sucks a dick. So your mom is a bitch, slut, cunt. So she sucks my cock.
Wow.
He doesn't like it.
He's talking to you.
You let him disrespect your mom like that, homie?
Well, he has no choice.
He's talking about your mother and her whorish ways.
I mean, actually, I was talking about your mother, Holmes.
Oh, you sound like a nigga in the middle, right? His mother and her whore was raised.
No, man, you sound like you about to stutter and all. You okay there, though?
Just look in the mirror. And you
whoa, you're stuttering over there, man.
Every time I look in the mirror, I see myself saying, I'm talking about that nigga mother that was in the mirror.
Yo, he's stuttering and shit before he was
seeking.
Yo, he came in the room singing and rapping. Now he's arguing. What a pussy.
Hey, yo, GQ.
That's what mother you talking about, right?
Hey, yo, GQ.
Yo.
That's bad.
Every time I look in the mirror, I see myself boning the nigga's mom. Going in on her buns.
Yeah, like, hey, dog, man, how do you think she had you, man?
Uh-huh.
Your mom's a slut, man.
You go in on your own mother?
How does it feel to know that you was conceived on a roller coaster? Huh? How does it feel to know that you was conceived on a groupie bus, nigga? When your mom was sucking dick. Yeah, she was conceived on motherfucking House of Pain's groupie bus.
You're just gonna keep repeating what he says. Like, I mean, at the end of the day, your mom's butthole is open like the fucking universe. So, you know what I'm saying?
Universe butthole.
She got the universal butthole.
Yeah, the universal butt. Unibus.
That's why he's mad, because he can't disprove it.
He can't disprove it.
Uh-huh. Your mother got a universal
brown. Your mom got a unibrow, man. But, yeah, it looks like this, man. Fucking, I don't understand why you're mad at us. Like, you should be mad at your father for leaving that whore. I mean?
No, I'm mad at that.
Actually, you know what? You know what? You should be mad at me, because I'm the reason why your father left that whore. Yeah? It is what it is. I apologize, dog, you know?
I'm mad at you, then.
I mean, it is what it is, dog.
I ain't gonna do you no good.
I mean, you can stay mad at me, dog. I'm mad at Bush for fucking up the economy. Am I gonna do anything about it? No, I'm gonna still pay for gas. Just like you. You're mad at me for fucking your mom and dad's relationship up. Are you gonna do anything about it? No, you're just gonna be a pussy. All your life.
Yeah, I'm a pussy.
Whoa, you're stuttering. What's going on? Get it together.
Come on, son. You fool right now, son. You shouldn't have said nothing.
Yo.
You should have just left.
Yo, y'all niggas is serious, too.
Now you want to start laughing and shit. Like, come on, dog. Yeah, laugh at your life, man. Your life sucks.
Nah, his mom sucks, actually.
Yeah, she does. Very well.
I'm sure you already know, though.
Yeah, he does.
Niggas ain't trying to holler at no bitches.
Why holler at a bitch when I got two bitch ass mom in my room right now?
I just got done running around,
so I said, you know what, I know your bitch ass no money getting son is in the room. Let me go shit on him a couple of times. And there he was.
Niggas sitting here telling mother jokes.
Mother jokes? This is not a joke, man. This is all serious. This is life, man. This is facts of life, pussy.
This is life, man.
And your life sucks. That's the fact.
He's tight. I understand.
Yeah,
I understand, B. There's nothing you can do about that, B.
Voicemail.
Ah, come on!
Press 2. To leave your message in someone else's box, press 3. You're in the lock.
Roasting that nigga. Early in the game. Angry fucking bacteria.
1.
2. My general.
Yo, you in 360. My name is not even General, Shetty.
What's the name?
Jehovah.
You had me calling you General all that time.
Oh, man.
Because I ain't want to lose you, yo. I ain't want to lose you.
You can always tell the project bitches. You always tell the project.
Sure,
I don't
want to lose you.
She ain't got no furniture in her house. You can hear the echo. She ain't got no furniture in her house.
She live in a project. She live in a project. She live in a project.
I don't live in no fucking project, man. I wish my
wife. All that bitch got in her house is a microwave, and she ain't got no electricity, so she can't use that.
Don't be mad at me
because I'm speaking the truth, baby girl. Don't be mad at me.
Yeah. No, I'm not mad at you. That shit just was whack as hell, though.
Yo, yeah,
I
mean,
360.
Yo, what is going on? I don't even say nothing in this phone for like 5 minutes.
5 minutes? All right. Don't even come back.
Yeah,
How about this?
Yo, I can 360 hear everything we're saying.
How about you're a slut?
Yo,
and a skank, and let everybody in the room go in for 5 minutes.
We're 360 yet.
Right here, Roland.
That nigga can't see me on 360 or PS3.
Is she hear everything we're saying?
Look at that. I can't see you smoke cigarettes, man. Your breath stink. Your breath smell like shit balls, baby.
I breath smell like an ashtray.
No ashtray. You guys
smell like a ashtray. I can't hear you, Shorty. You sound too tough for me. You probably look like Biggie Smalls.
All right. She look like Precious.
Yeah, she do. But, yo, this is a better one, though. This is a better one, homie. I'm not your friend, so why you talking to me, pussy?
No faggot, nigga.
I'm so angry. You can sell the ugly ones, though, for real. They be
yeah, I'm ugly. I'm ugly just like you. Me and you are in the ugly boat together. I mean, you, what are we passengers?
I'm not angry.
I mean, it doesn't matter. You're ugly, though.
What your heart is. I'm angry.
I'm angry and ugly. You're just ugly.
The ugliest motherfucker in the world, but if you got a good heart, that shit gonna shine right on through. So.
I'm angry and ugly. You're ugly because you're angry. Like, what's going on?
Now, who sound like they angry?
That's a double standard. Like, what's going on, Shorty? I know you're fat. Don't even try to act like you're not. I know you're fat.
What's up, baby? What's up, baby?
Hey, yo, Devin
has been eating a fucking ham sandwiches now. She's too hungry. She had this.
Right?
Can you do a favor for me?
What?
Yeah, she got to go to McDonald's and get a number 10, a number 3, and a number 5.
What, in the morning?
What? Yo, what you need me to do? Oh, shit.
Where everybody going?
Yo, hey, honey, don't worry about anybody. You just focus on me. Don't worry about everybody else.
Come on, son. You sound like a
13. Please, hold. I'm not
going to
tell your ass
either,
nigga.
Excuse me.
Hey, now she's mad, dog. She's mad now. It's cool. Her breath smells like over tear tips. You don't want to fuck with her, dog.
Yeah, we all fat girls at. We all fat bitches at, yeah?
That bitch smell like 3-year-old chicken.
Yo, what the fat bitches?
Y'all please go in there. Y'all finish eating?
Ain't she the nerd to have kids and she's on the chat line? She's a bum bitch. Bum bitch. How's it feel to know that your kids can't read? How's it feel to know that your kids can't read, but they can do the WAP? Like, what's going on? They don't know their ABCs, but they can do the Hail Toe. Like, I don't understand that.
Please.
Dirty ass bitch. And clean the bottom of your feet, bitch.
No, go in there and have a seat.
English Master Radio, man. 6'4".
Close
the door. Fucking GQ holding it down. Boasting these niggas, man. We ain't had a roast in years, man.
Mm-hmm.
Mother rushed to Madre's casa. Mi Madre's casa. And, you know, that switchboard so the rest of the angry bastards can, go full force on these pussy-ass bitches and lame dudes, man.
I mean,
some female must have broke your little heart.
You're right. And my heart actually is huge. But, yo, I'm going to tell you what bitch did break my heart. You're right. You're absolutely right. Your mother. And I'm mad. And when I find her, I'm going to break her fucking limbs. And I'm going to feed her horse powder. I mean, horse chow. So, I mean, it is what it is. You better hope I don't find her.
What happened?
Like
Jordan, you sound like you might be a dude.
You sound real butchy
over there. What's going on?
You sound like a gangsta-ass, faggoty-ass nigga. That's what you sound like.
You know what you sound like? You sound like I'm done. I'm done with you and you're a homo. How about that one? And clean the skid marks in your panties,
be
all right?
Be done with me.
That's not cute, all right? It's not cool for
you
to be a female. It's not cute for you to be a female and have skid marks in your underwear. That's not cool.
Why are you so loud yelling, though?
So you sound like you're retarded, too. Are you half retarded? Are you fat, retarded? Okay. Are you fat, retarded, bald-headed, and black? That's not a good look for you. You know what you should do? Just kill yourself. Press for the elevator, right? press for the elevator and then open it. And as it's coming down to your floor, just jump out. And hopefully it lands in your fucking face.
And then the elevator lands on top of you.
What? It lands right on top of you. I feel sorry for bitches like you, man. You ain't got no life. You got like 10 kids in the house. They're all eating cream of wheat at 8 o'clock in the p.m. What the fuck is going on, man? You probably live in a gutterville of North New Jersey.
Hey, look. Hey, what's your name again?
My name is, used to be your father, but now I'm just fucking your mother. That's my name.
Fucking your mother, right?
Listen.
All right.
Right, I'm listening. Hey, Biggie. Biggie,
guy,
listen.
He be like, listen. The guy, he be like, if you got a few minutes to blow him with us. He'll say, if you want to waste your life, blow it with us. He say, if you got a few minutes to blow, Lord, what up? You be
wasting
your whole life on this.
What's your point? You have 10 kids, and you're yelling at your kids while you're yelling at me. So if anybody's wasting life, it's you.
That's what I'm talking. I can't help it
because
my fault is
wrong. I mean, it's not my fault that you don't love your kids that much to give them your full attention, so you want to give them half your attention, half to me. It's not my fault.
Nope.
Maybe you should have laid with that lame-ass nigga that's not with you no more.
But
that's what it is.
Exactly.
Reality check, baby girl.
You blowing your whole life on this shit. You talking to me like you know me.
It's
like
not my fault that you talking shit on the phone, but in the streets you're collecting food stamps. I mean,
me with all that sick bullshit.
You sound angry right now, so
no,
I'm gonna give you a good 10 minutes to chill. I'm gonna go to the next room and come back and shit on you some more. Ah, shit.
Enter the 3-digit ID code of the person you want a one-on-one with.
3. 0. 4. 0. 5. 6. 7. 8. 9. 10. 11. 12. 13. 14. 15. 16. 17. 18. 19. 20. 21. 22. 23. 24. 25. 26. 27. 28. 29. 30. 31. 32. 33. 34. 35. 36. 37. 38. 39. 40. 41. 42. 43. 44. 45. 46. 47. 48. 49. 50. 51. 52. 53. 54. 55. 56. 57. 58. 59. 60. 61. 62. 63. 64. 65. 66. 67. 68. 69. 70. 71. 72. 73. 74. 75. 76. 77. 78. 79. 80. 81. 82. 83. 84. 85. 86. 87. 88. 89. 90. 91. 92. 93. 94. 95. 96. 97. 98. 99. 100. 101. 102. 103. 104. 105. 106. 107. 108. 109. 110. 111. 112. 113. 114. 115. 116. 117. 118. 119. 120. 121. 122. 123. 124. 125. 126.
Yo, animals is funny. Like, this nigga, he's in his cat carrier, so I'm standing over it. So he's peeking his head down just a little bit so that his eyes can see my eyes. So you can see half of his fucking eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I should close that cat carrier and shake the shit out of it. But that would be animal cruelty. And I'm afraid that he might scar me the fuck up when I'm sleeping.
Mm-hmm. Because you sleep with them niggas on their face and
gay men.
Them niggas be sleeping on their face and shit.
Ass in my face, paws. Wake up and have like 15 cats all over the bed.
What? Niggas multiplied overnight.
They multiplied overnight. Yo, man, this DJ Hero is a shit, man. That's the main reason why I'm late.
Is it really?
We're here playing DJ Hero, nigga.
Is that shit?
Yeah.
My boy just won that shit from Hot 97.
Oh, he just won it from Hot 97?
Yeah, from the 360.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that game is the truth, man. He gonna like that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Where the fuck is my keys at, man?
I don't know.
Want me to chat, police?
How you doing?
This nigga's licking the same
thing. If I knew how you do that, I'd have been kicked some of y'all niggas off.
Please don't call
me. He sound like a nigga. He sound like a nigga that'd tell on you. Yeah.
I would tell on you.
Don't call.
Cause you talking that gay shit. Come on, grabbing that
nigga
head and going in. Whoa.
Come on,
whoa.
Man.
What the fuck?
Whoa.
Man. Get your
boys,
man.
Hey, yo, I just want to put an announcement out there. Fresh is on hold. Yo, hold on. I'm on my way to unmute y'all niggas. I got to go to the lab and unmute niggas because this is Angry Bastard Radio. We roasting these pussy ass niggas right now.
Niggas,
I think I'm trying to beat your moms,
bro.
Man. Like, where's your mom at, man? Like, yo, don't, I sent your mom to get me some eggnog. Some eggnog. It don't take that long. It don't take that long to come back from eggnog, man. I want my eggnog, man. I want my eggnog and my little baby chicks, all right? I'm going to break your mom.
Right now. You ready?
Facts.
Where the fuck is my keys
nigga,
at, man?
Nigga said that's them Jersey boys cooking that gay shit. That's some Jersey boys.
Yo, man, yo, Fresh. When I unmute you, though, I'm gonna knock a pint of blood out your fucking face, nigga. Mm-hmm. Telling me, yo, text me when you get to the computer. Nah, motherfucker, you stay on hold, pussy.
Uh huh.
That's dedication, you faggot.
That's dedication, little nigga.
Little nigga.
I mean, pardon me. I'm trying to strike that word from my vocabulary along with.
What, nigga?
Yeah, along with other you know, curse words. But at any rate, little homie.
Nigga. Y'all niggas! They gonna be niggas forever! Just like us.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, are you black? Take a look in that mirror. Nigga, you can't come in here! Nigga, you can't come in there! Nigga, you get out! We're not niggas. Y'all niggas! And you gonna be niggas forever! Just like us. White man's idea of a good nigga. That's bullshit! Without question, we are all black! Yo, Public Enemy, that was that shit back then.
It was. I better recognize.
This is a message out to whoever in the New York City area found a I-576 blue bottom, all black chirp. If you found the chirp and it does not belong to you, kindly hit us up at myspace.com/angry_bass_radio because it happens to belong to 6-4. It has a tracking device and we have your address. We're just waiting for you to be the good Samaritan and give it back. If you don't, we would tie your grandmother up to a handicap sign and we're going to stone her to death. So
yeah, we're not going to stone her to death. We're just going to pee on her. And smack her with old pieces of fish until she gives up.
So she gives up.
Yeah, I'm gonna shoot paintballs at her face.
No, you're gonna shoot frozen paintballs at her face.
At her dome.
At a dome piece.
So let me turn on the shower real quick. God damn it.
Yeah, turn that fucking shower, you bitch ass nigga. I look for my key.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yo, man, I ain't got no curtains and shit. Every time I turn my light on, the fucking world is looking at me. Are you talking out of time? I normally don't do interviews with women that I don't fornicate with. So, you shouldn't be talking to me unless you know, you want to.
Okay, we got Milky on 9-1, you know what I'm saying? Like, hold on, baby, we waiting for Envy Bastard number one to get,
Yeah, I'm en route right now, nigga.
To get to, the switchboard so we can unmute everybody so they can be a whole part of the conversation.
Word.
You know?
Hey, man, should I feed these motherfuckers? I ain't feeding y'all niggas, man. Oh, you're gonna run behind the sink like a little bitch? Fine, then, nigga. I ain't feeding you. Bitch ass nigga.
Don't feed that nigga. I told you that nigga is dirty, so I'm gonna kill him, nigga.
Oh, shit. Bitch ass nigga.
Bitch ass nigga, man.
Bitch ass nigga, man.
Hey, yo, you a bitch ass nigga.
Hey, yo, you a bitch ass nigga, man. Y'all feed your motherfuckers when I get back, man. Word up.
Wait. And anticipate my arrival.
Word. Besides, man. Nigga pooning on my fucking floor.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to get a fucking video camera, man. Map, you know what I want to get? I want to get like a fucking... They need to come out with something where when a cat goes to take a shit on the floor, as they're like getting all good and ready and they're squatting, like, yeah, I'm going to take a shit on this nigga's floor and he's going to have to clean it up because he's a bitch-ass nigga. And I'll run this house. As soon as he squats to take that nice little shit, as the shit is coming out, the floor just electrocutes his butthole. Like, yeah, motherfucker, I dare you to take a shit. I dare you to take a shit now, nigga. Use that fucking pen.
I'm about to put it on the speaker, huh?
Yeah. I'm going to put your mom on my speaker when I beat it with this hot mop.
Beat it with a hot mop.
A hot box of fucking tampons.
Hot box in a mom's box.
Oh, man.
7.
2.
Who? Who's the motherfucker outside? Hey, yo, dog, your mother look like Mike Jones, nigga.
Maxed. 9.
2.
Shut the fuck up. Go in the room. Ah, oh, man. Ladies out there, we have this new thing that Angry Bastard Radio will respond.
Nobody don't want to hear about it.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about, an ignorant bitch.
Nobody don't want to hear about
Someone
it.
Someone told me if I call the chat line, I can run into an ignorant bitch like yourself.
No, you know what you need to do?
It feels good.
Put that on CD.
The fucked thing about it is you still got morning breath, and it's like 8:30 in the p.m. Like, what's going on?
Nobody don't give a fuck.
Did you wash your mouth today? You didn't wash your mouth today.
I did.
You brush
smell
like,
no, I did.
You brush smell like
no,
horse
no,
shit.
Not at all.
Your daddy ain't
got
much from dead horse shit.
I know.
Sorry, why are you stuttering?
I know.
Was you conceived on a cold ass basement floor and you're mad at me? Yeah, I understand. Ah, Lord. This is a lot of fucking losers.
Zero.
I'm going to argue with this dude on the phone. Because I'm mad because I have no money in my pocket. Oh, man, he has a lot of phone. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put my phone to my radio. I'm going to turn it up high. Not because I'm a loser. Not because I have no life. Not because I'm a bum-ass bitch that has no money but has 25 kids and I don't know what to do. But just because I'm just plain up a piece of fucking shit with no education. I feel sorry for you, lady. Who are you?
Oh, God.
Look, you big-headed bitch, I asked you a question.
You're so hyper.
Yeah, I'm very hyper, you know? Very hyper. I'm hyper because your grandma just left my house. I don't think you wanted me to know, you know, tell you what he was doing. Damn, man, it's cold as shit. I got these little socks on. That's not cool. Me short ass socks. Looking like a dumbass. I'm there.
11.
0.
12.
0.
13.
0.
14.
0.
15.
0.
16.
0.
Yeah.
17.
0.
18.
0.
19.
0.
20.
0.
21.
0.
22.
1.
Yo, where? Yo. I can't fuck with these shits.
23.
0.
24.
0.
25. What chips go on?
0.
Pretty much anything, right?
Max. 27.
0.
Max. Max. 30.
You know what, Danny?
0.
Blazing Buffalo and Ranch. Shit's just spicy as a motherfucker. Fuck my stomach up.
2.
1.
Who's in the room? Yeah.
Yo, I got your. Hey, yo, son, I got your mother on my dick right now. Suck it.
Yeah, no doubt. But yo, what goes with hot dogs, dog? Like Doritos or potato chips?
Nah, Doritos. Why?
Doritos?
White.
No, I'm about to give me some hot dogs, but, you know, I'm confused. Like, I want every single potato
Doritos.
Chip in there.
Now,
Doritos
with some, yo, Doritos with some real chili, the manwich sauce with meat in it, ground beef.
Doritos with ground beef?
Doritos and ground beef, like the manwich thing. You put the manwich inside of your.
Oh, manwich? Oh, hold on.
Yeah, this guy, he's definitely crossing the tracks right now. He's definitely mighty cold.
That nigga said he want a manwich. Wow.
I think he said he wants your manwich.
But wait a minute, time out. But he just But he just wanted to wait a minute. He just asked me like, what to eat with a hot dog.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Who that female?
That's what I'm saying. Like, eat the manwich with the hot dog.
Why you
want
to know what he eating, man? Stop fucking worrying about that nigga. Talk to the.
No, whoa. I asked the nigga a question because I'm confused. I don't know whether to get Lay's potato chips or Doritos.
That nigga said he wants you to make him a manwich, yo. That nigga.
I say eat the manwich with the hot dog, stupid.
Whoa.
With the Doritos.
I didn't say nothing. You the one saying it. I'm just listening.
Nah, I think y'all did not, because you turned this shit into some homo shit.
I didn't say anything, dog.
And they said, whoa.
That nigga said he want to eat the hot dogs with his manwiches. Whoa.
I don't know what the fuck a manwich is. But I'm not eating it just because it sounds gay. I'm good. I'll stick to the sandwich. I don't want no manwich. A manwich.
That nigga said he want to eat hot dogs with manwiches. Whoa.
That's
yeah.
Nasty. Whoa.
Now you're
going to
eat the
manwich. Whoa, nigga. Who the fuck wanted it? That's all I got to say, man.
Nah, the manwich should be in the can. It's like some red sauce. And you make it with ground beef.
Nigga, that's not like some horse shit, man.
Whoa.
I'm going to eat some spam, nigga.
Whoa.
I'm going to eat a spamwich.
Whoa, nigga, damn.
Yo, man, every time I pass by this nigga's house, man, this nigga got like three cars with rims on them, man. That shit, I be hating my ass off.
You said when you go by his house, he got three cars with rims and you don't like
that? Nah, because it's like on my way to my mother's house, I drive by his house that has nothing but rims on every fucking car. And I wanted to drive by, like, yo, dog, how you get those rims in your car? Can I get some rims?
That my good girl. That my star.
I want like a dick rider, so I'm like, I ain't doing that shit.
That my star. Good.
Oh,
I'll
be back.
Come here.
Yo.
What the fuck?
Fair question. Why you niggas got morning breath and it's 8:30 in the p.m.?
Dad.
I don't understand that.
You like your mail good, man. I'm like a walk my pet.
Y'all niggas got sleep in your eyes and it's like 8:30 in the p.m. What's going on over here?
Why
y'all
so loud?
Hey, yo, Shorty, do me a favor. You shut your mouth and open your lips, okay?
You explain it to me as sex with me.
You got niggas in here singing this faggot shit. Like, come on, dog. Like, shut your mouth, bro.
Funny how you made me laugh.
Where the fuck is my key at?
Funny how she gave up the ass. Loser, though. You the loser, though.
Oh, man.
She wanna make you feel real good. Wants to give me cruises. She wanna claim all this bullshit.
Do me a favor.
You should know the better
favor.
Now.
Shut
she
the
don't
fuck
wanna
up,
leave you.
I want to hear you,
right? Then I tell the third.
Sound like an idiot.
Suck this dick. Dirty. When she jumps on the bus. Dirty. When she jumps.
Maxed.
Fuck up.
4.
2.
Could change my life.
Oh, man, why is it every room I go to, you got some gay niggas singing? Nigga, you ain't Brian McKnight, nigga. The fuck up.
Why I gotta be gay?
Because I said so, pussy.
How you know if I'm gay?
Because you sound like a fag, man. You sound like a queer-eyed guy, man.
But you don't want to find out, though, right?
I really don't want to find out, dog. I really do. You're absolutely right, dog. But I'll break your face apart, man.
Why do you care if I'm gay or not?
Hey, dog, you ever saw 007?
I don't want to see anything you got, brother.
Yo, dog, you ever saw 007? Remember in
007? See what you got, man.
Remember in 007 when at the ending? Remember at the ending when the bad guy died? That's going to be your grandmother. You keep talking to me like that, pussy.
Oh, word? Well, let me tell you something, man.
I'm going to put some boxing gloves on, and I'm going to knock you the fuck out, dog.
Whoa. This nigga said he don't want to get his nose dirty. Oh, shit. Who you? Oh,
man, this guy. This guy's talking about another man having nails. This guy's a pussy.
Yeah. Who you, female?
Somebody get this kid out of here. Hey, yo, female. How many teeth you got in your mouth? You got all your teeth?
What?
You got to ask these real questions, man. I don't want to know how big your breasts are or how fat your ass is. Do you have an education? That's the question. We can get to the ass and titties later. Do you have a fucking degree? How many fucking kids you got? How much drama you got in your life? That's the questions we need to ask.
Damn, one at a time, nigga. What's wrong with you, yo? You sound like Judge Judy and shit, nigga.
Do you know how to read?
You sound like Judge Judy, yo. Let him answer one question first.
You know how to read, yes or no? That's the question.
Word, yes or no? Do you know how to read, shorty?
Look, you don't go nowhere, baby. We here. Don't go nowhere. He about to unmute you.
Yeah, I'm about to unmute you right now.
Ass niggas. Y'all trying to run the females out of here.
I mean, bro, I'm asking a simple question. Where's she at, shorty? Where you at? Can you read? Shorty, can you read? Look at her. She can't read. Dog, I don't even want to fuck with her. She can't even read.
I just don't think she don't want to talk to you, dog. That's what I
think. I mean, dog, if she's driving and there's an end of the clip at the end of the road and it says end of the road, she can't read. So she's going to even know that sign. Y'all both going to be dead because she's
stupid. She drives. Maybe she don't drive, though.
I'm saying if you're driving with her. Driving with a dumb bitch. She can't read, so she know what end of the road means.
I think that you should just chill out, dude.
Why not? Funny, dog. The last one that told me that shit ended up laying on the ground with blood coming out of their face.
Well, you can't make blood come out of my face through the chat line, stupid. So.
Yeah, you're right.
I think you should just chill out.
You can say whatever you want, man. Now this bitch want to sing in the phone. Come on, mama. That's foolishness. Because niggas ain't paying you no money.
I'd rather hear her sing than to hear you and the other loud-ass nigga keep talking shit.
Just because niggas ain't paying you no money, now you want to sing in the phone. What is that?
Uh-huh.
Why you mad?
What is wrong
with you? Hold on, I'll be back, man. Y'all going crazy, man.
You wasn't. For what
I'm mad because your mom ain't get that. Yeah, you're right. That nigga's phone is low, but that's my brother. That's my brother. So if you talk about his phone, and you gotta talk about my loud ass phone. What's good? But yo, shorty, I asked you a question. You didn't answer it. What's going on? I asked you if you could read. Okay, well, answer the fucking question then, you fucking.
What the fuck you think?
Fuck out of here, you can tell. Yo, where are you from, North New Jersey? Yo, where are you from, North New Jersey? Look at her, she's not answering the question. People, why is she not answering the question? I asked if she can read. She don't want to say yes or no, she wants to just argue.
I already said yes, pussy.
Look at her, you can tell she's from North New Jersey. She's tough as shit.
I already said that, Rick, pussy. Y'all niggas is pussy.
Yes. Hey, Shorty, it's not my fault that you sell George Foreman grills for a living. It's not my fault.
Sorry, honey.
It's not my fault that you sweep at Checkers. It's not my fault. It's not my fault. Don't be mad at me.
Don't be mad at me
because
your dad ain't
sick of
me.
Word. Come on.
Well,
then why are you talking to me still?
Sound mad,
because
I can fucking do that. I pay my own fucking bills.
Yeah, no, actually, your grandmother does.
I tell them to cut my fucking phone off. I'm going to be on this bitch talking shit.
Yeah, but what you mad at, though? Why you mad?
I don't give a fuck what you talking about. When you get a higher phone, then I'll talk to you.
I mean,
then you get your hands and I'll talk to you. Fuck out of here, dude. Stay back on that little ass fucking phone.
That's
what
it is.
Fuck out of here. Go put another quarter in the phone using that pay phone, bitch.
I understand your frustration, but I still can't hear you, though.
Why don't you ask your brother if you can get him his phone, because I can hear him loud and clear. I can hear you.
You know what I'm saying?
You need to step up on a stool or something.
put your phone on speaker as far as the video if I can hear you. So, no, I don't want to hear that shit.
You're not the one to get off on. I'm going to believe that. You need to understand that. Forget about all the other dumb shit you're talking about.
Nah, anybody in the
I'm not really concerned with
you.
My only concern
like, y'all
is
not talking about
why
shit.
Are you
all
mad? Like, that's
all
my question. My question is why are you mad?
Anyway,
really no for you to be mad, but
I'm
just angry right now.
There's no one else here but me and my brother. There's no one else here but
can we have a civilized conversation?
That's it. No, you can't. I'm here. No one can have a civilized anything.
These motherfuckers going three-way shit.
It is what it is. We're actually on four-way because your mom is in the building, too.
Yeah, no, no, we're all five way because her grandmother's over here.
Yeah, that's how niggas on here get down. They get
hey. I got a Santa Claus outfit on. Her grandmother's sitting on my lap waiting for a wish.
She ain't like that
at all.
I mean, but why you mad, though, Ma? Tell them why you mad,
guys. What am I mad about?
What am I mad about?
She's mad because she's ugly. Her breath stinks.
Are you seriously trying to yell and scream?
No, no, you know the stutter. Watch out now. You know the stutter.
You're the only one that's yelling. You're mad. Just tell them why.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, I can yell and do whatever the fuck
I
want on my motherfucking phone.
You said that already. You said
that
already. That
don't mean
I'm
mad.
Yeah, you did.
You said
that
already. Tell them why you're mad.
I ain't going to let you on no fucking party.
Why
are you
mad? Tell them why you're mad, and maybe we can get to the bottom of the situation. Like, why are you mad?
Look, now she's going to start singing or like, doing other shit.
You need to either start singing or playing music, because like I told you, you got no wins, man.
Singing what? Like, I don't know what you're used to, baby.
I mean, not bitches like you. The bitches I'm messing with, they got jobs.
Okay,
I mean, look, it doesn't count if you're looking for a job. That's not a job, right? That's not a job. I mean, it's not a job if you stand in the cold holding signs for businesses that are going out of business. That's not a job, right?
You talking about?
It's not a job if you just clean the cars at McDonald's. It's not that's not a job.
Alright?
That's not a job. It's not a job if you go from house to house cleaning the house.
I'm already on my
job. It's not a job.
Oh, you bum ass bitch.
Oh shit.
These niggas on here crazy.
That bitch is a parking lot attendant.
My question is,
you think that's a door-to-door salesman. She sells condoms.
That's what you need to do. You can't
use them. This pussy stinks.
I mean, I couldn't use them because your mom was too appealing. You know, I just had to go in on her raw. And look what we had. Look what we had. And I'm mad at that. I'm so mad.
Sorry.
Damn.
I don't meet niggas off the party
Shorty,
line.
Shorty, what you do for a living?
They don't
what
be
trying
to set you up for failure anyway.
You can tell her, you bomb.
Now you tell shit broke ass bitch, man. You can hear it in her. Listen to her.
Oh, wow.
What you do for a living, Shorty?
Huh?
Yeah, she's stalling.
What you do for a living?
I can't fucking hear you.
She sells lollipops for 25 cents a piece.
Hi, Charles speaking. Can I help you?
Yes, is this the Village Voice?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I would like to place a personal ad.
What would you like to say in your ad?
I like to say, well-endowed player, well-endowed, of course, 31.
Mm-hmm.
Seeks dirty, hold a sip, Cristal.
Repeat that.
Seeks dirty, hold a sip, Cristal. And have her ass sew up.
Dirty, hold a sip.
Cristal.
Mm-hmm.
And have her ass teared up.
Her ass teared up?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is too raunchy, even though...
Oh, yeah, this is straight hip-hop. This is how females in hip-hop like it. They like to be told. This is how we communicate. Baby's got to keep it real than a mofo as I roll up deep in her stays.
Deep in her?
Stays or creviced. Serious inquiries only.
Okay, this ad cannot go under the men seeking women category, and you'd have to change your wording. You can't seek a dirty
Instead of
code.
Saying deep into her crevice, what can I say?
One moment.
How about this? I have something totally different than a totally different ad. Dare his O's? Whichever.
No holes. No his O's. No holes.
Instead of his O's, can I put Liz 80s?
Liz 80s.
was on to get shizzy with the nizzy. Flizzy, give Izzy me a sizzle. Sincerely, this is ours.
No.
Why not? I think that's fly. Okay, let's keep it simple then. Only hotties need a ply. Must like long walks on the beach, nice in front of the fireplace and sushi. Shouldn't steal my stuff. I like my women hairy. Must have titties and a badonkadonk butt. It's gotta have a clean ass.
Obviously, have you read our personals?
Yeah, I'm just putting my personal. This is what I want. And the last but not least, gotta have strong legs, especially at the knees.
You cannot place a graphic ad.
What about the badonkadonk butt?
Uh-huh. No.
You can't put
no.
badonkadonk?
No.
What about must have back?
You can say that. Must have back.
Must have back.
What's next?
Don't steal my stuff. And then after that, I like them hairy as hell. Could you just read that back to me?
Uh-huh.
You have only hotties need apply.
Mm-hmm.
Got to have strong legs.
Mm-hmm.
Must have back.
Mm-hmm.
Don't steal my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I like a lot of hair everywhere.
Nice, nice, nice. Oh, one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
I like stretch marks. Must have a C-section scar.
You
can't put that on your greed and you can't put that in print.
Oh, one more thing then. Gotta love to hump.
Nope.
Gotta love to bone.
Nope.
You know what a C-ring is?
No. That's not going in your head either.
What about this? I want to bust a double horizontal on your ass.
No.
Okay.
Okay, take care.
I'll holler at you, Cheryl.
Bye-bye.
I love you. I love you. Don't never change, baby.
Cool.
Yo, don't change. Shell, don't change. Ma, don't get off the phone. Can I just speak to you for one more minute? Don't change. I love you, girl. I wish
that's
I could meet you.
Very nice.
Can I meet you?
Bless you.
Yo, baby, can I meet you? Sounds sexy.
Crank Anchor. Sunday night starting June 2nd. Only on Comedy Central. For more Crank Anchor, log on to ComedyCentral.com.
Angry Bastard Radio, y'all already know what it is. It's your boy GQ. We got 6-4. It's now 8:50 in the fucking PM. We're gonna be scheduled for another hour and 10 minutes.
Hour and ten.
Holding the fuck
Black
down. How at the ball. Black niggas Black is in the motherfucking New Jersey kids right now. Roasting niggas. Roasting.
Matter of fact, hold on. I think I hung up on that sit. Hold on.
Oh, you hung up on that sit. That sit. Call that sit back. Niggas got the strong tongue problem. Sit. It's shit, nigga, not sit.
Here we go again.
Niggas be like, yo, call that sit. Call that sit. Grab that dog, call the fucking chill. I mean, the show, nigga, and I'll unmute you, and then you can just call that shit. You know what I mean? That you know, like you do, nigga. Like you do.
We have created a new Newark Raven, 218-844-3727.
This is up at 914-338-1782. Shout out, dedication is end request until 10 o'clock p.m.
This is the new gay line, the New Jersey Parade, 218-844-3727.
MySpace.com/angry_bastard_radio.
Your
boy, GQ Six Fiddle.
Holding
the fuck down. We'll have a good show. Like we do all the time. Oh, shit is popping.
Blow
to make me some hot dogs.
Party collector credit card calls accepted.
Need some Doritos.
No extra charges.
We already know, nigga. And drink some orange juice.
100% totally free to the public.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that, we cannot.
Now, niggas is
screen it. It's open to anyone on the internet who can get here. 30.
One.
Who's the first victim? Who's the holy victim in the room that's about to get roasted?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Do me. Hey, baby girl, where you calling from?
Where you at, little ugly?
Hey, little ugly? She must be talking about her son, not me. Hey, Shorty, why you talking to your kids like that? That's fucked up. Okay, I gave her the time and a chance to, you know, respond as a grown woman, but she wants to be an idiot, so I'm going to have to come at this bitch now.
Okay.
Hey, yo, Shorty, do me a favor with that long-ass neck you got. Look at my father since you got that long ass giraffe neck. Long headed bitch.
You're so
like Jeffrey from Toys R Us.
Long ass neck.
Long ass neck. You got fresh and milky in the building.
No.
Hey,
good night.
Yo.
Uh-huh.
Yo. Yo.
Yo.
Yo.
Yo.
Yo.
Yo.
I'm gonna have pneumonia.
Yo, Milky's mad sexy, son. Yo. Milky, you mad sexy, girl. What up?
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Oh, man, you can tell I don't know how to cook. I'm burning hot dogs. What kind of shit is that? Come on, yo! Ever since Precious mom left me and she wasn't cooking for me no more, I've been fucking up.
You've been looking fucked up.
I'm so sure she looked like T-Rex, bitch. Fuck out of here. Short ass motherfucker. She can't even grab a whole bunch of that shit.
Oh, shit.
I can't.
What's going on?
Bitch got a long ass head like a motherfucking raptor. Shit, get out of here, nigga.
Alright, you keep talking like that, nigga. I ain't gonna let your mom play DJ Hero with me no more.
Hey, yo, holla at, shout out to Pathmark, 99 cent, 3 liter sodas.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Word.
I'm not drinking soda until here the next week and a half.
Nice. Damn. Why?
Because I can't.
I got a question. Is there a reason why 6-4 is not using the word nigga anymore? Would you know anything about that?
I have something to do with that.
I mean, I don't know. I just figured that you would
know.
Have something to do with that.
Yo, can somebody get this dumb bitch to stop singing?
Yeah, I mean, she's not even singing. She's just, like, talking disgustingly.
That bitch is looking at little fucking feathers dancing around her fucking head.
Come on, man.
Now,
what is up is your mother's legs, and you know that because you came in the world somehow.
Are you out here with no coat? No, I have on a coat, but I'm like soaking wet right now,
hey, yo,
and I'm walking.
Uh-oh. Niggas ass, doing so fast.
I'm gonna be
sick.
My fucking hair is
fucking
wet.
Back.
Everything is wet.
Fuck.
I'm
nigga,
fucking
got your bitch. Yo, I got your dame, got your chick. I don't give a fuck.
I mean, he's trying to be like Max B. If you want to really be like Max B, get locked up for 25 years, and then you can be like that nigga.
And where this born, where your mother at? I'm on this motherfucking track with motherfucking Lil Wayne. And fuck you niggas, some niggas.
I got a question. Can you read?
Whole dick.
I know you're not looking at nothing. Hell yeah. You know them niggas can't read.
You know fucking black people are just rhythmic.
I'm gonna buy your album and throw it in the trash.
Mm-hmm.
Pussy.
Hey, yo, who you talking to?
Oh,
you ain't gonna beat that. I ain't doing shit to you. Now, when I beat your ass, Don't go crying to the cops, all right? Because you started it.
Yo, you know what I hate?
I hate when nasty fucking white people get off the fucking machine at the gym and look at you like, bitch, I'm not wiping the fucking shit off.
Yo,
yeah, all my fucking pork fat is on the fucking bench, but oh well.
Yo, who the fuck is
you
in here, I said? Yo, who is in here?
I hate that shit. I'm mad the little fucking faggot at the gym today gets on the fucking machine to do the thigh machine. And you know that shit like cocks your legs wide open. And I'm looking at him like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, where's your nuts? And his fucking legs is like spread eagle, like wider than mine. I'm like, well, what's happening here? Like, he completely spread his nuts in here. Like, wow.
Hold on. It shouted out Wednesday. What you mad at?
Excuse me?
Is that what it is? It shouted out Wednesday. What you mad at? Tell everybody what you mad at.
No. Telling somebody.
I think we should make it. Tell them why you mad. It's on Wednesday. Tell them why you mad.
Or call him.
We could do that. That'll work. That's fine. I'm done now.
How cute are these boots?
So there's nothing else that you're mad at? What else are you mad at?
That's it. I just
yo,
left the gym,
mad,
that's why.
Man.
What are you getting chased down to Bell Parkway? What's going on?
Yo, you're gonna get sick, yo.
What are you in Howard Beach getting chased by a bunch of white boys? What the fuck?
I know I'm gonna be sick.
Close that window.
Nigga, if you're on the fucking
foot
express.
Yo, man, I got that choking on a fucking hot dog, man. Pause.
Hold on, what are you fucking? What are you, on the train in the movie Slumdog Millionaire with fucking the little two Indian kids? Close that fucking window. What the fuck?
Yeah. Who is the crazy bitch? Like, what is that?
What is she doing?
you're not calling you a bitch? Ooh. It always works. Ooh! Oh, she said your mom's a bitch too. Oh! So let her come at you. You suck.
Oh, God.
What are you in the fucking Amish country in a horse and buggy doing like 45 miles an hour?
Lighter in the air.
That bitch is laughing at them little people sitting on her shoulder.
In that fucking, what are you in that damn?
With a radio station in the rain, you dummy.
Oh, shit.
What are you in that fucking Maxwell commercial? Sitting next to that dude sitting in the chair while the speakers are blasting the music at him? What the fuck are you doing?
You're in the lobby. Front room, press 1.
Cool.
Live room, if there's 9, 1.
3.
Let's go.
Yeah, yo, who in here?
Shorty.
Listen, yo, all the dirty spicks, get off the phone. All the dirty spicks.
Oh, shit.
All dirty spicks hang up.
You know we got a spick on the crew, man. What's going on, man?
Nah, but he's an honorary nigga, so he's all good. You all good. I'm not talking about you, Fresh. You honorary nigga.
No, I was gonna say, you know, dropping the spick bomb is like dropping the ER on a nigga, right?
No, I hear you.
Once I hear
your room number is, I'm in going mode right now.
This nigga.
Yo, dog, listen.
Yo, why is it Why is it that we always target the white man for calling us a nigger, but once a Spanish person says, yo, what up, my nigga? You don't punch him in their face.
Because we in the middle.
Hey,
we in the middle. We ain't white.
The question is, how come y'all two niggas are talking to each other? Y'all two men talking to each other. What up?
Word. What's that about? Facts?
That's what I'm talking about. You and Fresh.
Yeah, Gabby. Facts.
Who are you talking about, dog?
You, motherfucker!
Mm-hmm. Nobody's gonna ever sign this nigga. Why do niggas come on here freestyling and shit? Get a life, nigga.
Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold
on. Hold on.
I think you might be getting the voice mixed up. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas, all that speak nigga shit, put that shit to rest, man.
Say that shit for a rap booth, nigga, not the chat line, nigga. Ain't nobody gonna hear you.
Check this out, nigga.
P. Diddy not gonna hear you if you're on the chat line, nigga.
Nigga, you better get off that Malcolm X fucking God body bullshit. The chat line, nigga. Out of here.
Hold on, who that?
Who the fuck comes on the chat line and freestyles, nigga, and lay bars?
Yo, shut the fuck up, you fucking. Yo, what are you, a snake?
You're a loser, too. You're a loser, too.
You're the only rapper here, B, so you're talking to yourself, obviously.
Pretty much. You motherfucker.
Instead of coming here to talk to bitches, you want to come out here and freestyle and shit. What kind of gay shit is that?
What kind of gay shit is that? I can't get bitches in the street, but I'm going to get them on the phone, on the chat line. You're a faggot. Let me guess. You wear skinny jeans. Yeah, I know.
Damn, you must know what size drawers are.
Nigga, why are you stuttering so much?
That nigga
deserves it. You mad as
shit.
That nigga deserves
it. You might know the size of my dick then. No homo. You might even
know
the
size of
my dick. Oh, Lord. This nigga was like 2008, dog. We in 09, about to go into 010. You still using no homo?
This nigga with the gas jeans took it to the gayness. What's going on, dog?
I
had taco jeans you got off.
Jeans when you're on the phone, nigga.
Yo, fam, where you from? Yo, fam, where you from?
Don't say
I'm
dirty.
From the south, fam.
What?
Dirty south, nigga.
You from the dirty south? Hold on, where you from, fam?
What do you mean, nigga? Dirty south. Florida, cuz. I'm from Florida, cuz.
Uh-oh.
Where you at in Florida, nigga?
West Palm Beach, Florida, man.
I'm from, nigga.
You from Palm Beach?
Yeah, I'm from Palm Beach, nigga.
You heard it, nigga. What up?
I ain't no doubt. Well, I'm from Palm
I'm
Beach.
From,
I still say you can't rap, nigga.
I'm from that 561 area code, nigga. Fuck you, man.
Nigga, so am I, nigga. 561. That 561.
What the fuck, guys? You ain't from 561,
nigga. Slum City,
nigga.
Slum City, nigga.
Fucking
Slum City.
Nigga, you... Nigga, you old damn fucking.
Hold on. Yo, let Fresh G check this nigga. He's talking real tough right now.
Where you calling out of Palm Beach County, nigga?
Slum City.
I don't know.
You out in the mud? You in the Belgrade area? Where?
Nah, man. I'm in the fucking Rivera area, nigga.
Oh, that nigga lying.
Hello.
That nigga lying.
Hold on. Who you beat, nigga?
54th and Broadway, right before you hit the bridge, dumbass. Yeah.
This nigga's lying.
Fuck what you heard, nigga. Uh-huh. 54th and Broadway, nigga. Right before you cross the bridge, you go to Riviera Beach, nigga. West Palm
Beach.
This
nigga's lying.
I know that's that. Nah, he ain't lying on that. I know what that's
that. Wow.
Exactly, dog. Come on, man.
I mean, it's still bun. It's still bun, so this one is.
I'm a Florida nigga, son.
That nigga got on a flight jacket right now. Go direct the plane, bitch ass nigga.
I gotta tell you though, just cause you from the raw don't make you raw, nigga.
No, it don't.
You crazy as hell.
Just because Spring Bling was out in Riviera don't make you tough, you feel me? You ain't no rapper, dog.
I go there every year. Fuck you mean. I bat bitches over there every fucking year.
Okay.
Since when does bagging bitches make you tough, dog?
I'm glad I had to say that.
You had to seriously push it, dog.
You made
get a sense of yourself.
You're a big pimp. I got money to blow.
Of course, a broke bitch like this would think he's a pimp.
Yo, Ma, you know what you should do? You should keep your mouth shut or get a dick put in it. Keep your mouth shut or get a dick put in it.
I was expecting 6 foot to go out with him shit like that.
Yeah, so
he's with
the size.
Yo, what chat line is this? What chat line? Florida?
Nah, New Jersey.
Oh, this is New Jersey chat line?
Right.
Yo, where you from, Ma? Let me stop front.
No,
I might be able to fuck up tonight. Where you from?
This is Camden chat line, nigga.
Yeah, you from Camden?
Yeah.
I wouldn't brag about that, Shorty. I would not brag about that.
Yo, Shorty, when was the last time? You got herpes, Shorty? You got herpes? If you got herpes, I'm fucking with you.
Nah, she got crabs.
If you got herpes.
Nah, she got crabs, and her crab got herpes.
I got the same thing you got.
I got the same thing
you got,
Art,
bro.
What? That was cool. Ma, yo, what's your sign?
What?
That's my sign. Ooh,
Her sign is Sluttacious. And the picture is a bitch laying on her back with her legs open.
What's your sign? Do you like long walks on the beach?
Yo,
Ma,
nah,
where you
like,
from? You from Camden? I'm dead real. You from Camden?
Nah, she like long walks on the beach.
It's like 100 niggas trying to talk at one time.
Yo, if she's from Camden, all I have to do is take an Applebee's and I'm smashing. Right?
Ew.
Nah, all you gotta do is take it to Chick-fil-A in Cherry Hill and you're smashing.
Nah, all I gotta do is.
Boost mobile card and a bag of weed.
What are you saying? Boost mobile card and a bag of weed?
Mars.
Don't even give it a bottle. Get us a shot.
You're a shot of Henny. That bitch is swish. I'll take the shot, and whatever's left in
the
shot glass, that's what I'll give her.
Nigga,
you
remind me of that
bitch, the fucking
wrinkled
muscle
baby little floats and shit. That's nasty.
That's dirty
candy, bitch.
Man, she mad at me.
Who drinks the bottom of the bottle? Fucking Schlor.
I like this girl.
Hold on. What about the tough bitch? Where you from, tough bitch?
I'm in Trenton.
You in Trenton?
Oh, Trenton. Trenton.
Trenton.
What Trenton you in? And what do you do for work?
East Trenton. What is that? That ain't too fucking familiar.
Where do you work?
Who are you?
Huh? I'm GQ. Who are you?
Oh, I'm leaving.
Oh, Lord.
We started talking about work. She said, I'm leaving. She ain't got no job, huh? It's all good.
Yo. You already know who I am.
Another broke
bum
bitch looking for another nigga.
Yo, this is Trent State right here.
Because you know who the fuck I am. You know who I am. Don't
it's Trent State from last night. I told you she had two sides. Last night was that cool, calm, collected shit. Tonight, she all about it.
You know, show no respect to motherfuckers.
Oh, that's it. Oh, that's the old from last night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, no doubt. Damn, you do better on the side.
I get on entertainment.
But wait a minute, I see you on the switchboard. Like, are you called up on three-way or something?
Huh?
You're still signed in.
What number are you on your board? I'm still on there.
60964 number.
That's not me, boo-boo.
Oh, shit. It's my elder.
That's
damn.
Not me. The number I called you off, the number started with a 3.
It is.
Remember?
All right.
308.
No, it was a 392 number last night I was on. I got money to blow.
No, so you still coming out to that Jamaican party?
You already know. You gotta give me the address and shit. I told you I'm gonna already be out there.
Hey, yo, E.
Yeah.
Yo, this shit sounds official, though. I don't know. I can't talk that much, but she sounds official, nigga.
What happened?
She sounds official, dog.
First of all,
First of all,
yo, just thinking about them handcuffs.
All I want to know, all I want to know, is what size is your waist?
My waist is 33.
33? And women's size, what is that?
Probably like a 9-10. Yeah, 9-10.
Ooh, okay.
Ooh, she's big. Pretty. Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
She
yeah,
big.
She's real. Real big.
Yeah, that's big. I like that.
That's big.
Oh, God.
Now, when you wear jeans,
I'm having wet dream tonight.
What type of jeans do I wear?
No.
No,
yeah.
Hold on. Hey, yo, first, what were you saying when she wears jeans? What?
I said, when you wear your jeans, do your panty lines show?
Mm-hmm. No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about, okay, here's another question. Here's another question.
That's not attractive. I don't find it attractive.
Yeah, that is.
When you wear jeans, right, do you have that little buckle in the back? You have that little air pocket in the by your back?
I got a little air pocket in my waist because I got a small waist but thick hips. Like, I got to wear a belt.
Ooh.
Like, they'll
I'm
fit
go.
So
my
do you,
ass, but once they get to my waist, I got a little
so do
space, so I got to wear a belt.
Do your jeans
I want to masturbate right now.
Do they bunch up?
Yeah, like, you know where your belt is?
Where my belt is?
Uh-huh.
She said she has a small waist, so yeah.
I don't get what you're talking about.
And big hips.
Why are you talking like that?
Because I
come
like this every day. That's why
I
talk like that.
Yeah, the business is coming out of nowhere.
It's
hating.
Y'all fucking gross and fucking retarded. Like, come on. You really mad. Like, somebody really did something to you. Like, what happened? What happened to you? What happened? Nobody won't buy you no more rocks for you to smoke. You can't get no more rocks.
You
bitches be wanting to suck the shit out of my pussy, yo. I swear.
Whoa. Who is this? Hold on. Who is this?
You know what I mean? I'm not gay. I'm not bi. I like men. You know what I mean? Because first of all, I thought I was talking to a man unless you was a trainee or something. You know what I'm saying?
Who is that?
You like men, but you like boys?
But I don't want no girl with no tits and no dick. You feel me?
I'm a man. I have man boobs. Is that okay?
Yeah.
I have moves.
I know. I hope you have man nipples.
I have man nips.
Grown ass man with titties.
Oh, believe me, they be having them too, though. They be having them too. They take them damn hormone pills. What are you doing?
Get the phone out of your esophagus, pussy.
Yo, stop fucking making love to the receiver, you faggot.
I'll be just zoning up here for no reason.
Hey, shoot, what's your name up here? Oh, yeah.
Look at this nigga. Look at this doctor. Fuck this piece of ass nigga.
Yo, dog, that smooth voice shit only works on bitches, my nigga. That shit only works for bitches. Go find a room with a bunch
I'm
of bitches,
man. I'm gonna put my colostomy titty right on your mouth.
What'd she just say? She wants to put a pin off?
I think she said she wants someone to slap cop to her face.
Sheesh. Ooh. I'm about to wash my hair.
Trenton, make sure you wash your butt, too.
Always.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
understand. Niggas is bounced. Now it's only fresh in the building, fresh 6'4".
Hey, what's up, nigga?
They're just fresh 6'4" and
damn, I didn't know that was damn. That's one of my birth certificates, you faggot. Why you coming at me like that, faggot?
Yeah, sure. Do me a favor. Shut the fuck up or I'll kick you in your
face. So what? All you had to do is say, yo, are you from Alabama? You ain't got to call me a bitch.
You
want to hear my
space? Not everybody deal with my spaces. You feel me? That's the first thing that y'all be asking for. What y'all mind spaces?
What
y'all hungry and thirsty? I don't want no man off the chat line.
It is my pleasure. It is my treat. It is
not
my turkey, honor to introduce to you the man that needs no introduction. Of course he don't need an introduction, or else you wouldn't have bought the goddamn album. Ladies and germs, get ready for the Italian Stallion, a.k.a. Johnny Blaze, a.k.a. the Iron Lung, a.k.a. Mr. King K, a.k.a. Mr. Weatherby, a.k.a. Mr. Hanky, a.k.a.
Hey,
Mr. Tim,
a.k.a.
Marla Gibbs. A.K.A. the Say Hey Kid, A.K.A.
the
Frisco Kid, A.K.A. Kid Dynamite, A.K.A. Grandma Dynamite, A.K.A. Melvin Jones, A.K.A. JoJo Dancer, A.K.A. Joski Love, A.K.A. Ron Hightower, A.K.A. Heath Miser, A.K.A. Donnie Brasco, A.K.A. Donnie Most, a.k.a. Donnie Osmond, a.k.a.
If you can't say it all, just say meth, stupid. Play too fucking much. Pookie.
Enter a three-digit private room.
Ah, hold on.
Maxed.
Fuck.
Three.
Who the fuck in here?
I just told you my name, man.
Hi. Oh, that was gay.
I just told you my name, man.
Hold on. Yo, Shorty. Yo, Shorty, listen. Yo, fuck that nigga, all right? Where you from?
Ashley.
Hey, yo, man.
Was
yo, Shorty.
Y'all playing the music in the room or something?
Fuck that nigga. Listen, yo. Yo, listen, listen. Yo, Ma, focus. 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 Fuck that nigga. What's your name?
I just asked you a question. Was that your
name? What is your name? Yo, Ma, listen. I asked you a question. I think my question is more important than your question. What's your name?
Oh, my God. You already know who I am. You better recognize my voice, nigga.
Hold on. Don't make me go in deep in the crevice on your ass. Is that what you want? Huh?
I think I might like that.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I like it. Listen, I would like it too, actually. I would definitely like it. You know that. Especially the way you describe it. I would definitely like that.
Deep into the crevices.
Fuck you, asshole.
Can't see me.
Hey, yo, dog, man. Shut the fuck up. I shoot bullets at your face, nigga.
Yo, dog. Yo. Yo, is that the same word, mama, nigga?
You don't want
him. Oh, wow.
Well,
it's the same word up, nigga. Holy shit.
I'm talking about somebody on the phone. Mind your business.
I want to call a cop on your mother because she,
Zero.
Going from the cop.
Seven.
Zero.
Eight.
One.
Go in the room. Yeah, her fresh.
DMX? Who the fuck is in the room? DMX?
I don't know. That nigga
just. You know what I don't get? How did DMX get caught in Miami buying a $20 rock?
Really?
A $20 rock. This DMX. Not an ounce, not a quarter.
Huh,
$20 piece of crack.
You know what I mean? I gotta get. You know? I mean, they gotta get out, they gotta get out. I had 20 in the pocket. So, you know, I had to get what I had to get. It's gonna be strong, though.
That's the worst DMX impression I've ever heard in my life.
$20.
The worst. He just needed a quick little fix, man.
You know what the real is?
And the nigga was dumb enough to buy it from a cop.
I don't know about this shit. I'm only gonna play 10 seconds of it. This is shit back in the day. This is the holy Scarface song I like.
This is the shit.
Oh, yeah, that shit
going
on right there.
That's, what's the name of that shit,
Never seen a man cry, so I've seen a man die.
Yeah.
Trenton State is in the building.
Trenton Stizzy.
Y'all sound like I have a marathon.
Yo, Q.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, Q.
Yeah, what up?
Yo, you know what's funny? I was just thinking about this nigga was calling from Palm Beach. You know, he's talking about he on 54th and Broadway. That's where all the crackheads and all the fucking problems. I was just thinking about that shit. Like, hold up. This nigga talking right before the bridge, right after the bridge is the hood. Right before the bridge is where all the crackheads and prostitutes be.
Uh-huh.
And this nigga claiming it like he... Man, forget it. I don't know.
It's a perfect family business.
That's probably just where he lives.
Mm-hmm.
So why would you rep that? You know what I'm saying? If I live in a suburban neighborhood, I ain't gonna rep that shit, nigga.
Hey, Trent, I got a question. If I get mad bitches, does that make me tough?
Yo, that's funny, guy.
Like, seriously, his nigga was like, yo, I get bitches, nigga, I'm tough. Okay,
all
you're tough because
you... All he got to do is go to the front door and scream out
$20.
Yeah. In there.
Do me a favor, shorty, shut your mouth or I'm going to kick you in your teeth.
You're mad.
Oh, my Lord.
Why can't I get no simple now, huh? Fight me.
Why is y'all on this weirdo shit?
Hey, yo, this cloud.
9-0.
These motherfuckers weird.
Yo, this cloud 9, what up?
Just eat my butt.
Hold on, what'd you say? Just eat my pussy?
No, I just said her name was eat her butt.
Hold on.
No. Let me tell you how this nigga on here. He was just so thirsty to eat some booty. I'm like, this nigga crazy.
Booty is Goofy.
No, wrong.
That's Goofy Man over there. You ugly.
No Goofy Man or whoever the fuck you think I am. I have no name on the party line.
Hey, yo, dog, your grandmother still doing the Superman?
Your grandmother's still doing the Superman at home. Watch me, you. Your grandma's still doing that shit.
No! Soldier boy up in this hole. Watch me, you.
Oh, man. 25 minutes left. Do live with Trenton State. L.E., Fresh, 6-4, GQ, Laura Angry Bastard Radio on the bullshit-ass New Jersey chat line.
Yo, what's up with SD?
SD, this nigga's been in the Matrix. Actually, he's, last I checked with him, he's on, in the studio doing, making songs and shit.
Oh, yeah? That's what's up. So the nigga ain't bumming it no more, huh?
I mean, that's what... nigga, he ain't bumming it. Well, that's what it is. I'm proud of that nigga. He ain't bumming it.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say. I mean, I ain't bagging. I mean, I'm happy for the dude. I mean, he ain't bumming it no more. He's doing his own thing. I mean,
on my son, though. Are you hating on my son, though? Niggas came, you know, niggas came to Staten Island. Niggas showed you love and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't be hating on my son like that.
Oh, he ain't out there no more?
Nah, he's talking about you. You came out to Staten Island, niggas show love to you.
Don't matter where you at, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. That nigga still holding it down up there in Staten Island?
You already know.
That's what it is.
I mean, but the real thing is that the only thing niggas holding down is your mom's legs and arms, and we're going in on her face.
No, what he's holding down is a knife point to his mom's neck while he slowly takes her fucking asshole virginity. You gonna give me this asshole. That's true. You gonna give me this asshole. Huh? Give me that shit. And then eating all over her taint.
Right all over her taint.
Eating on the taint.
Scrape the tip of the blade on her taint. Hey, Trenton, did you believe in Santa Claus when you was young?
Yeah, I did, right.
Oh, that's a damn shame. I feel sorry for you. Your parents lied to you.
Hey, no, it's not that. I never asked. But then, you know, I walked in and I found a whole bunch of presents in my parents' room.
Yo, word up, I did the same.
From there, I was like, okay, so they're the ones that's getting all these presents.
I never knew. Santa Claus is not real?
Shut up.
No, I'm dead real.
I wonder how it was back then when white folks really didn't like black folks. Like, what do you tell your child? Santa Claus is going to be here, but mom, white people don't like black people, and Santa Claus is white. So,
okay.
You sure he's going to give us the presents? Like, what do you tell your kid back then?
Being
real, my mom's told me when I was legit that Santa was racist and don't visit Spanish and black people, so therefore she keeps on presents.
Hold on, your mom told you you was a what?
My mom told me when I was like, probably like 7, 8 years
old. No, say what you said, nigga.
It's different, whatever.
I know what you're talking about. They don't know what you're talking about.
My mom told me that Santa Claus is racist. Yeah,
Fresh. He wants you to say exactly how you said it when you was
a JIT. They don't know what you're talking about. When you was a young boy, you got when you talk about to them, you gotta say when I was a young boy, and you gotta bend your knees when you talk and bop and you know one hand has to be up in the sky.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Down south they say jit, and I ain't know about it until Cuba and this nigga E told me.
Yeah.
I ain't know that's what they fucking call kids down there. Jit.
Yeah, jit, little jit.
Yeah, little jit.
Yep.
All right, so let me rephrase. When I was a little kid, my mother told me that Santa Claus was racist and don't visit Spanish and black people, so therefore, they had to buy my presents.
Oh, that's what's up. Mom told me that, look, I'm not going to have you growing up thinking that some fat white man give you gifts. I got you these fucking gifts, and I will take these motherfuckers away from you in a drop of a fucking dime. You better enjoy them little talking toys.
She would show me as an example. Now watch any Santa Claus movie. Does he visit any black or Spanish people? Nah, the nigga only goes to white folks.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
It's funny how they got you know, black folks. They got a black Santa Claus. Chinese people, a Chinese Santa Claus. He's Puerto Rican and Cuban and Dominican. And Mexican.
Right, the fucking Santa Claus suit is red, white, and fucking blue. With fucking the Puerto Rican colors. You know what I'm saying?
With a taco on the flag.
Right.
And some hot sauce.
No, the white fur? The white fur is taco meat. You got taco meat fur. to the wife.
Speaking of the racial Christmas things, Milky has a little bit of something to say.
Here we go.
I just can't wait for you. Milky, you're on the air.
I had something to say, though.
Because as soon as the topic came up, you put your hand, you pressed the one button. I'm like, all right. Yeah, she's trying to go in.
I pushed that button. I pushed that button a long time ago. I've been here for like 5 minutes.
Okay. Well, do you have anything? Do you have anything to add to that?
I tell my kids that Jesus probably hates all of us because his birthday wasn't on December 25th. So,
when was his birthday?
No one really knows, but in order for sheep to survive a Palestinian winter, it couldn't have been in December. Because the shepherds were tending to sheep. When they came to Bethlehem.
Right.
Okay. And there were still fig leaves on the fig tree. So,
yep. That's the math right there. You got to put the pieces together to figure that out.
So that means it could have either been spring, turning into spring, or early fall.
Okay.
Not December. And Palestinian winters are far more colder than New York.
I like that. Listen, no, I'm keeping you away from my kids, but I like that, though. I like that.
Whatever.
I want my kids to worship that white devil.
No, but you know what's crazy? That's all according to the Roman calendar. That's whack. The nigga who made the Roman calendar was a pagan emperor who didn't even take the body of Christ until 500 years after the crucifixion of Christ on his deathbed.
Deep.
It's a big
Hey, have you seen that movie, Digus?
Who?
Digus.
D-E-I-E-G-E-I-S.
You should watch that movie. Watch it.
You have
a pen?
Local party lines. Press 2.
Get off that fucking party line shit.
For the front.
You have a pen?
Press
4. Hang up with this shit.
CB, press 3.
Hold on.
For personals, press 4. For voicemail, press 5. For the back rooms, press...
You have a pen?
Yeah.
Do I have a pen?
Yeah.
Not near me. I'm not getting up.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Don't worry about it. Santa Claus will send you a pen in the...
I can't get up right now. I'm tired. Yeah. I can't.
Okay.
I remember it.
I'll leave...
G-E-I-S-T.
Zeitgeist. Yo, that shit is real. It's real.
Okay. It's a movie?
It's a documentary.
Okay.
And it's talking about exactly what you're talking about.
I'm going to go to the library.
Exactly what you're talking about.
Okay.
Well, you better hurry up because World Round Campfire, they're trying to close out all the libraries so niggas can't read.
No.
Who taught these Negroes to read? I need the President of the United States.
It's a shame.
Yeah, man, but it's disgusting because I see people and, people are praying over these fat white, and I think it's some perverted shit.
You know what I just found out that, blew my mind?
What?
You ever look on the calendar and on December 26th, it says Boxing Day, Day of Kwanzaa?
Nah, I didn't even notice that.
If you notice it, it says Boxing Day. Now, one would assume that it's, some day for boxing. That shit is in Europe, right? And all the kings and the queens, this shit goes back like hundreds and thousands of years ago. The kings and the queens would have big dinners on Christmas, right? And the leftovers, they would all get together and put in boxes and give to their help. And they called the shit Boxing Day, and they have the audacity to throw that shit on the calendar like it's something to be proud of.
I'm gonna look for that shit now.
Yeah. Boxing Day.
I haven't figured that out. You be watching the History Channel or something?
I read a lot.
What, you trying to kick knowledge? Oh, smarty eye nigga, huh? Yo, smarty eye nigga. I got my. You got your master's degree? You want master? Huh? You want master? What you want, master? I count two, nigga. 1, 2, 10, 3. But count these rocks.
Oh boy.
Count these rocks. Count these rocks, yes. 1, 2, 4, 5, 10
Now, I guess I gotta look at it on that fucking calendar because this shit says Kwanzaa, December 26th to January 1st.
Do Boxing Day, December 26th.
So to help, wouldn't eat until December 26th?
Huh?
The help wouldn't eat until December 26th?
No, remember the help basically cooked them all this shit.
Right.
This is for the royalty and the nobles, the lords and all them. They would get together, eat this big meal, and whatever was left over, they would all get together and wrap in pretty boxes and give it to the people, their workers.
Oh. This shit's on every calendar?
On every calendar.
Hey, I'm gonna check my calendar when I go home.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's on there.
It might.
Yeah,
it's
where?
Not on my school calendar. But it's on there.
Did you
look? It's on a lot of calendars. You know where you can find it at? You can find it on like Roman Catholic calendars, like when they give you the new moon and days
okay.
to eat fish and all that stuff. They're on those calendars.
Okay.
Because they're not on like I keep school calendars and they're not on there.
I have a calendar for my job. It's not on there.
No?
I know for a fact it's not on there. Nope.
Okay.
Positive.
Okay.
I'm going to look it up when I go home, though.
Yeah. Look it up.
Boxing.
It just pisses me off because I can't find it.
Go to Wikipedia.
Why you just can't Google Boxing Day, December 26th?
Okay, what I see it. The day after Christmas Day is known as Boxing Day and is a holiday in many parts of Canada. Oh. Hey, Trenton, you okay over there?
What else is to say?
Oh, let me ask you what I was going to ask you yesterday, all right? The two girls. Are the two girls there? Oh, it's one girl. Anybody. I don't give a shit.
I don't
Listen,
see
I think,
girls.
I think Trenton State is milking a cow right now, so she can't really.
She all right. I have a question, Milky. Speaking of Milky.
Mm-hmm.
Milky. I have a question. I need to do something with my daughters here. I want to take her to the Dominicans, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I want them to flat press it or whatever the hell they do to get it. I don't want a perm.
Right. Has she
but
ever
I
had
want
a perm?
No. No.
Okay, good. So just go there. Did she take the braids out yet?
No, I'm going to take them out probably today or tomorrow. Probably
okay,
tomorrow or Friday.
She needs a washing. Just go in there and tell them she needs a washing set. It should be no more than like $20, $25.
Right, but that's not... And the washing, what does the washing set do now?
All
right. They're going to wash it. They're going to roll it. They're going to put it under. They're
going
to wash it. Uh-huh. Make sure you tell them to deep condition it because them thick bitches refuse to use fucking deep conditioner.
Oh, shit.
Okay?
Damn.
Yeah, they're going to play with the stickness.
Make sure they deep condition it.
Oh, those thick bitches. Like they owe you money or something.
I don't mess with them anymore. Like, they made me mad. And we can't stay with her because those dryers are hella hot. Me, personally, I would take her to a black hairdresser, let them wash it, blow dry it, and press
uh-huh.
it.
And
I would
press it?
Yes.
That's $25?
It should be. That's what I do to my daughters here.
All right.
I don't send my daughter to the Dominicans because I've seen little girls leave out of there crying. It's hot. Like, me as an adult, when I had long hair, and I used to go to the Dominicans, it hurt. That shit is painful. Them bitches have no respect.
That's what she said. Right.
They have no respect. Especially if you're black.
It hurt. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Yeah, it hurts. I'm tender-headed. I don't like my hair being combed. I don't. The fucking dryer is, you can literally see the steam coming off the dryer. All of this to get, make your hair straight is like so unnecessary. But,
yeah, but that's without relaxer, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you can get the same effect from a hot comb.
Do what?
You can get the same effect from a hot comb. A hot comb and then a flat iron. It's the same shit. And the flat iron, the hot comb and the flat iron will be good because they'll put oil in her hair.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? The Dominicans aren't going to put any oil in her hair.
Okay. But the black people will, though. The black people will.
Right, because the Dominicans fail to realize that they got nigga in them, and they think that they shit is not kinky. And they
which it is, very much so.
Hell yeah, them bitches are nappy-headed as I don't know what.
Yeah,
okay?
They are. They got the nappy, their punani hair is nappy too. Their punani
is nappy and their knuckles are ashy. Okay?
Ashy ass knuckles.
I don't know, what about their punani hair?
Oh, I don't know anything about that.
Huh?
Punani.
I don't know anything about that.
Punani. I just like saying that word. Punani.
Punani. Hey, I'm a dress up with Santa Claus and tell a grown woman to sit on my lap and tell them what they want for Christmas. Think that'll work? You think I can get numbers that way?
Hello?
Nah, nigga. You better just like Santa Claus and sit in front of the mall with a bill, son.
Yeah. All right. So hold on. So I take her to a black hairstylist and say, give me a wash and press.
No. So you want her hair pressed?
Pressed
and flat iron.
Pressed and flat iron. Okay.
In deep condition.
Deep condition, press, and flat iron. Okay.
Yeah, but when you take those, listen to me, when you take those braids out, right?
Huh?
Who's going to take them out?
She's going to take them out, I guess.
Oh, jeez.
Look at them.
Christ.
His daughter's hair is going to be fucked up.
Did she start taking them out yet?
No.
Wait, who's that?
Yeah.
Because you know that takes days to take braids out.
Oh, you got a daughter?
It takes days?
Yeah, he do.
Yes. Did you take a look at the braids?
Where? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, it is going to, like, it usually takes her, like, a long time. It takes her a long time. It
takes a long time to take them things out.
So she, you know what, she could get started on the middle, though, right?
Yeah, always, yeah, you got to start in the middle first.
All right, I'll have her get started on the middle tomorrow, and then by Friday.
What kind of hair is it? Is it that wet and wavy hair?
Human
hair that
know.
Her hair is braided with? Is it human hair?
Silver Surfer.
I think it is like the lower end of the human hair. Like the lower.
What you should do is, if she wets it, are they braided all the way to the end?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck it then. She's on her own.
Damn, I was going to tell you, you can use some pink oil.
Me too, that's what I was going to say.
This don't got time to be unbraided. No, things.
Oh, she's shit out of luck. Because
if
braid
really
all the way
like
to the end,
it up with the pink oil, it'll just slip right out.
No, but he remember yesterday he said they've been in there for God knows how long. You know what I'm saying?
They've been in there. They've been in there.
Like dreads, like
yeah, they lock. You know they lock
fuzzy
at the end.
Oh,
yeah, it's gonna take
to
a minute.
Real, you have to.
Yo, dog, how's it sort of know that your daughter's hair? Daughter's head is a science project. How's that so?
No, I'm glad. I don't know anything about it. I'm glad.
I'm glad.
You're going to need tail combs.
All right, light up.
That's right. She better call her homegirl.
Okay.
But let me tell you, what she can do is, if it's human hair, she can wet it or get some detangler and get a brush and grab about five at one time and just start brushing them at the end. Brush them at the end. And if you brush them at the end... Huh?
Hold on, at the end of her hair or at the end of the fake hair?
At the end of the micros.
Right.
Okay.
And then
you don't want her to brush her hair. You're trying to detangle the ends.
Ends,
so
right. So that'll cut down some time so she won't have to be sitting there taking each. First of all, who the fuck braided her hair in micros all the way to the end? Like,
thank you. I'm trying to say, what kind of micros she got?
I don't know. Listen, I don't know. I think it's all the way to the end. Like, that's what I'm looking at.
He don't know.
If they micro, they can't be all the way to the end.
All right,
so okay. Have you guys had micros before?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, so however you guys had them braided, that's how her hair is braided.
And then I braided to the
different
end.
Different micros. You got invisible
micros.
Are they
small?
Micros.
Are they invisible?
Oh, my God. No, they're not invisible. They're...
So they're box braids. They're not micros.
No, they're... Yeah, I don't know.
I'm a little confused, man.
I know that she need her hair done over.
him now.
I know, yeah, I know she has braids in her hair now, and she needs her hair done over.
Listen, why don't you do this? Let me tell you what you need to do to resolve more accusations. Bring her to the Africans and to the chopped up Africans.
Yes,
this
oh my God, they'll
shit.
Do that for $20. Take it
they'll
out.
They'll take it out for $20. Only thing is, you keep them away from her edges because
thank
African
you.
People are.
You let her take her edges out herself.
African
will take her edges
spiteful.
Out.
Hold
they
on.
Are spiteful.
Hold on.
They
don't, hold on. Don't let them do.
Their edges either because they don't be having edges.
Exactly.
Oh, shit.
In the exactly. I don't give a fuck about edges. When I
see
getting them
done,
I be like, don't touch my edges.
Touch me.
Oh,
that,
no,
leave
no,
it alone.
It look better
no,
that way.
It.
No,
leave
I don't
it.
Want
no.
You
bring
up my edges, girl.
No.
Yeah,
bring,
yeah, Loki. No, no, leave them alone.
I don't. I don't be letting them motherfuckers touch my edges. Hell no.
They will
bitch,
break
I put
this
some
shit.
Jam on them bitches. Have me have
this
my little baby
be
head.
As long as a fucking eyebrow hair. And them grimy
and they'll catch
them
that
bitches.
Shit. They'll catch that shit. They'll catch a strand.
They will catch that shit. But them and they fucking kids is all fucking bald-headed, tack-headed
oh
bitches.
No. What fucked me up one time, I was getting kinky twists, right? Mm-hmm. The girl that was doing my hair, don't you know, she wrapped her baby. She wrapped her baby like
around
her
so.
Waist
looks
in
like
a sheet. I'm like, what the fuck?
What people? I didn't hear you.
There was a couple people out there.
I was getting kinky twists, and, like, she had her baby with her, the lady that was doing my hair. I ain't never seen no shit like this before. Like, she wrapped her baby in the sheet and wrapped that sheet around her
for,
waist. Bitch, I feel like I'm in Africa. I swear
after,
to God, I thought
I'm
like, taking
off
my motherfucking drawers.
What happened? She did what? With the sheet?
She wrapped her baby in the sheet and then wrapped the sheet around her waist. You know how
that
they,
ain't nothing. That's real. That's what's
man,
up.
Man, I ain't never seen no shit like that before.
That's
hold on, what did they do?
Don't. The baby is, like, secure. Like, she was able to do any and
that's
everything
real.
With that baby wrap.
That's real
like
shit
that.
Right there. While
and
we out looking like
shit.
Fools, while we're out looking like fools spending $80 on a fucking carrier, and that bitch made a fucking shit out of a fucking curtain, and we looking
yes, that was a sheet. A
that's
big
real
sheet.
Shit right there. That bitch is multitasking. I love it. But
I
she's still a bald-headed,
right.
Spiteful bitch.
Hold on. Oh, okay. And we kind of got off track. Hello. We got off track. Okay, listen. So what am I doing about my daughter's hair? That's what I want to realize.
Like she says, hey, well, you could get a pressing curl. You can have them do a pressing curl.
No,
okay.
A pressing curl. Who's going to take care of the curl?
Shoot the curl if she keeps.
How about this? How about you shave all her hair off and then stop
no,
the
track? Get a rod set.
No, let me
get
no,
a rod
no,
set. A rod
absolutely
set
not.
For a long time.
A rod, but for a bitch that know how to sleep.
How old is your
I'm
daughter?
Like you know.
How old is your daughter?
She doesn't know how to sleep. She's not
how
old enough.
How old is your daughter?
She's 13.
She better, this is time for her to start learning how to sleep. Get that rod
get
set.
Get
she's
that
fucking
rod
up.
Set.
She
got
to learn. She has to learn.
In it.
Hold on, get the what?
When the rod set start getting old, she could pull the curls. And,
yes,
you know,
she can pull them. But she has
look
to
like
learn.
A nice little natural fro.
Every
so
what?
Woman has to learn
thing.
How to sleep with,
what?
With
what
the
you,
curls.
What the hell are you
Everyone
talking about?
Eventually learn that
rod,
one day. So 13.
When,
they're
yeah,
lost, dog.
They're rollers.
You turn this to a beauty.
Hold on, the rollers. Rollers.
Yo, you turn this to a straight up beauty salon. What the fuck you got to eat?
Come
on, look.
It's
listen.
Not rollers. They wrap their
they're
hair
rods.
Around drawers.
They're like,
straw.
Oh, you're talking about straw set.
Yeah, straw
so, you know,
set.
Oh,
Lord.
Set.
Yeah, they've been watching
the
hair so clean.
That will last
yeah.
A
the
long
straw
ass
set
time.
Will last a long ass time.
You're
exactly.
Reminiscing about hair salons. What's going on?
Hold on. Hold on. What the fuck are we talking about?
A straw set. If you get them to do a straw set will last you a long
that's
time.
Might take, that's
not
gonna
a lot
take
of
too
money.
Long.
Yo, ladies. Hold on. You telling the nigga way too much. You gotta just tell him one thing and one thing.
Okay,
home.
Straw set.
Go for the ride. No, I don't need to go.
Oh, right boy. Jesus Christ. I give up. I don't care. I don't care anymore. I don't care. I don't care.
In my opinion,
listen.
This is what you need to do, in my opinion, because I have a 9-year-old, okay? Listen. Get her a wash and press and flat iron. Have them wrap her hair in a doobie when she leaves. Okay? That's what she needs, a wash and wrap, because that's the easiest for her to maintain. Now, being that she's a young lady, it's time for her to start learning how to sleep when her hair is in an updo anyway. Okay?
Updo. So, when her hair is in what? Like,
if it's in curls or in a bun and you don't want to mess it up, so, I mean, it is that time, though. She has to learn how to sleep without getting her hair messed up. She's 13. She has to learn that. So you can even get the rod set, okay, which her hair is going to be nice and hard. You can get the straw set, but I think the straw set just takes too long. I think that's just a little bit too much.
What is a straw set? What is that?
They take plastic straws and they wrap your hair around the straw, and you get tight, tight, small, small spiral curls.
Okay, and then you comb it out.
No,
you don't comb it out. No. You let it fall like little,
it
you
falls.
Know, Shirley Temple curls. But when it gets when
being
it's
that
down,
it's
oh, you can pull them
out, and it look like a fro.
Yeah, it'll look like a nice curly fro. All she got to do is keep the oil machine in.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
More rods.
Yes.
I hope you got to
that'll give her that little sultry look.
The little what look?
She better not fucking be trying to be sultry.
No, I don't want a sultry look. That's what not what we're going for. A sultry look is not what we're going for. You know what? That'll give it a fucking hand wrapped around her throat while the other hand is fucking punching her right in the eye look. That'll be
it. Remember the picture I showed you in my phone of my daughter and her hair?
That's her father going away for fucking 6 to 9.
Hello.
We don't want
that
look.
Hello?
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Remember the picture I showed you of my daughter in my phone?
I don't, actually.
You don't remember? You
no.
Asked me, oh, my God, did you perm it? And I said, no.
Oh, I think I do remember. No, I'm lying.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Forget it.
I kind of think I know what you're talking about. But I'm not 100% sure.
The word for the day is doobie.
So, have them wash and wrap it, right?
Yeah, have them wash and wrap it.
Okay. Wash and wrap. And then, now, what does she have to do with that every day? What does she have to wrap it every day or what?
She just got to wrap it at night. Comb it, oil sheen it every 2 days, and wrap it. That's it. Not too much oil sheen. You got to hold the oil sheen far away from her head, spray it, and then walk into it.
Okay. All right.
Just oh, shit. Time. Spray it and walk into it.
You don't remember this shit?
No, all I know is she got to get them braids out, and I know wash and wrap. That's all I need to know.
That's all you need to know. And decondition.
You know what?
Decondition.
Can I tell you guys a secret?
And you want her ends clipped.
God damn.
All
right, listen.
Because you don't want to take them braids out, she's going to be looking shabby.
What are you doing?
Braids.
I want you to come with me. I want you to come with me to get it done. Can you come with me? Come with me this Saturday.
When?
Saturday. Yeah.
I got an easier way, dog. I got an easier way, and it's a lot cheaper. Actually, takes no money. Actually, takes like maybe $10. You get some of that hairspray, and you get a lighter, and just hold down this hairspray and put the lighter to the spray and just set her hair on fire, man.
Yo, just before you do it, listen to the show again, dog. Give me straight, bro. Just listen to the show again.
Like, your hair is
really good. Run it back.
It's not that bad. It's not that hard. Trust me.
No, I want to get a wash, a deep condition, and a wrap. That's it.
Yes. You know right? what?
But hold on. How does she have to take care of it? She doesn't take care of her hair.
They will show her. All she has to do is wrap her. After she sees how fly her hair is and how that shit is swinging and bouncing,
she won't pay attention.
She won't keep her hands out her fucking hair. Trust me. She's going to be combing that shit every 5 minutes. Trust me. You know what? Maybe I can have my cousin bring her to her salon in Brooklyn.
There you go.
Which
see?
One? Which one?
Look at him. Which one?
Not that one.
Not that one.
Oh,
that's
put it on
different.
The
egg.
Put it on the
egg. So that's the
one I
want. Well, hold on for a second, guys. Hold on for a second, guys.
Oh, man. I'm going to spark a doobie. Hey, I'm going to put doobie.
Hey, you know what doobie is in white people's term?
What?
That's a
joint. Yeah, that's why I said, doobie, yeah. That's why when you said it, I was like a doobie. Light
so
it up.
Wrapping your hair with the pins and you have all the pins going around your head is called a doobie.
Mm.
Put it on the
A. This was an extravagant show. Don't ask me how to spell it because I can't. I just know there's an X in there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe there's an E.
Yo, I went from roasting
oh, yeah.
to a beauty salon.
Yeah, that shit is smooth, man. Anything and everything happens on Angry Bastard Radio. Huh?
That's what I love about this.
That's what I love about your mom, you know.
Wow.
She could be a smut,
mm-hmm.
and she could be a school teacher. All in the
yeah,
same thing.
Mom's eating off some honey Cheeto puffs right now.
Yeah, babe.
Where the cookies and shit?
Him downstairs. He come downstairs looking at me like I'm short or something. He said, what you doing? Getting some cookies and shit. Then the cookie ain't more motherfucking cookies and milk. Motherfucker gonna look at me like I'm short or something.
Well, where the cookies and shit? Him downstairs. Who the fuck is him?
Who the fuck is him? I'm Bernie Mac, motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
That nigga crazy.
Yo, Q.
You
motherfucker.
Q. Yo.
Hey, you still coming down to Florida?
Yeah. I'm supposed to be coming out there in, like, March.
Yeah, let me know. You gotta let me know for sure so I can take that time off.
Yeah, nigga. I'm going out to,
okay. I'll meet you out there. I'll meet you out there in, what, Tampa?
Yeah, Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I'll meet you out there, man. Just let me know so I can take that time off.
Yeah, nigga. I gotta schedule that fucking flight. I don't like taking planes,
yeah,
man.
Hey, let me know, because I got to get your mom a ticket, dog. You feel me? I ain't
yeah, I had a feeling it was coming. Too bad your mom did it, and she had an accident on her face. I mean, it was like...
tell your mom to bring the Xbox. I know she loves to get that ass put in Call of Duty.
Man, I just whooped your mom's ass with my hand. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I don't know about no video game.
Yeah,
man. And bring a side of that macaroni and cheese she made. Oof.
Oh, yeah.
I love that shit. That shit's banging, dog.
Yo, Michael Jackson got me,
golden ring.
Michael Jackson, I spent like $200 on this motherfucker, thinking that all his albums weren't going to be made again, like a dumbass.
And
it's like I went out and bought shit like $150 worth of shit.
Michael Jackson?
Yeah, thinking that okay, I'm gonna keep this and I'm gonna frame it and I'm gonna get millions of dollars. And then the next day I sold it in Target cheaper than what I bought it for. Yeah, this shit, look at the fuck out of here. This is bullshit.
I don't know why everybody made a big fucking deal. Like Michael, let's not forget, Michael is a fucking faggot. Okay.
Little white boys. That's all you gotta say is little white boys.
Michael is a fucking molester.
Wow.
Why is everybody crying over somebody that was supposed to been fucking dead a long time ago?
Well, I don't like the fact that he didn't.
I don't understand it. I'm mad. All of fucking America, the whole world, was boo hoo crying.
Uh huh.
Fucking molester got away with it repeatedly.
Mm.
What the fuck is everybody crying about? Because he had fucking money. The nigga played with his dick while dancing. Hello? Is anybody paying attention?
He played with his ass, too. He was grabbing, scratching his crotch while he was dancing.
The nigga, I was watching that video, Rock With You. The nigga had on a silver space suit. With some silver fucking boots.
Wait. Don't forget, it was glittery.
Okay, well, that's what I'm about to get to. And he had fucking cubic zirconia sequences on his fucking boots that came up his fucking thighs. And we are crying over this bitch. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
I wanna rock with you. That was that shit. Though.
And it was just him in the. It was the rainbows in the back, and it was just him alone on the fucking microphone, and he was just jumping on the
stage. Yo. You know what the problem is? You know what the problem is? Honestly, because I was a big fan of Michael's music. Now they don't know the difference.
I didn't fucking cry.
Exactly. They don't know the difference of being. They don't know a difference between being a fan of music and being a fan of this nasty-ass motherfucker right here. So they stuck. So when a nigga dies, everybody who hated him for molesting little kids all of a sudden went out and bought their album and became their number one fan again.
But they publicly crucified Whitney for sniffing up a little bit of cocaine.
Yeah, sniffing up a little bit.
I was going to say, hold on. She was with Bobby Brown for a long-ass time.
What?
And I know they ain't do just a little bit.
Yeah, that bitch was swimming in cocaine.
She was doing that before she even got on.
It didn't kill her. Huh? Have you seen Clive Davis' nose? Clive Davis' nose. Like,
anybody that don't got no nose hairs, they sniffing.
Listen, Clive Davis and Whitney Houston was on Oprah yesterday, okay? Whitney is still powdering her nose. It's all right. Clive Davis and Whitney been sniffing cocaine ever since that bitch wanted to dance with somebody. It just so happened that Bobby smoked crack. And what fucked me up.
That's the difference. Bobby was smoking it.
Bobby was smoking up the good shit. That's what the fuck happened. That combination, I don't know what the fuck it is. That chemical.
Listen, when you can smoke it.
Listen, that chemical makeup between baking soda and water is some crazy shit. Because the shit that does, because cocaine and crackheads are two different levels. It's like two different extremes. Cokeheads are a different class of people. Crackheads are a whole nother fucking realm. And all it is some Arm & Hammer and water.
Uh-huh.
I don't fucking understand. Crackheads will do a whole fucking Hollywood shuffle straight across the street.
Okay?
Well, sniff coke, catch an attitude, get up and go to work the next day, sniff coke again and cuss everybody the fuck out. But guess what? They at work. You know what I'm saying? With an attitude. Picking their nose and all, mad, fuck you, coming to work. Good morning, fuck you. That's a cokehead. Crackhead? I don't fucking get it. They take a hit, they fucking knees buckle, they go deaf, they dumb the fuck out. I don't know what the fuck is that shit. Bacon, I wonder if they took the coke out and just you smoked the bacon soda and water, if it would have to say this. Yes,
Whitney,
Bobby.
She was set up. Crank
Whitney was set up. That bitch told her crack is whack. I make too much money to smoke crack. And it was true, probably. At that moment.
She said, I told that motherfucker I was going to the store to get some sugar and milk and never came back. She left the kids and everything. Sheesh.
Listen.
She said, see y'all when I get on my feet.
Yo.
If he makes you feel like...
They were on a lot of crack. And I blame Bobby. Bobby, listen, cocaine don't make people mouth fucking retarded.
No.
Yo, listen, Sean, I'm Cuban. You know what I'm saying?
Bang to the left.
I know exactly between a cocaine and a crackhead.
This
those
is what I'm saying. It's two different levels.
Way too different.
It's two different levels, I'm telling you.
I'm talking about my family, you know what I'm saying? Like I told you, my family's straight up from Cuba, like in the heart of America. Now, I'm talking about my family was in the days when Scarface was around. The real story on the real Scarface. Now, that shit, now you look at that, now you look at the crackheads in the 80s. That's a whole different type of level right there.
Listen, crack is some next shit. Okay? My brother already told me. He was like, man, when they fucking discovered crack in the fucking 80s, he was like, Reagan was the best president ever. I made much money selling crack. I love Reagan. Okay?
Uh-huh.
It was something about, it's something about that shit. When you, I'm telling you, I don't know what the fuck that chemical makeup does between cocaine, baking soda, and fucking water. I don't know what the fuck it does, but
who's
that shit makes white people, they the creative ones, white people,
let's see what this does.
White people made it up. Black people made up different ways to smoke it.
Yep.
They made it up different pipes. They're fucking creative with the pipes. And radio antennas, quarter waters, all kinds of shit.
Fucking, what's them things that you get at Shot Ray? You just take them shits off the counter for the eyeglasses.
Yes. Yeah, black people did that part. But as far as making it something called base, we had nothing to do with. We had nothing to do with that shit. That was all cracker shit right there. That was all them.
White people took it to the extreme.
That's how they do.
He said, Nina,
that's what they do.
Check this out.
Let me tell you what happened with
this
them. Let me tell you what happened with them.
Yeah.
What happened with them was,
brother's keeper.
When they figured out that their fucking nose could no longer take that shit no more, they said, because, you know, you could do that shit until the point where your nose just can't take it no more. Your nose would just be fucked up, twisted, okay? You have no more nasal canal, all right? No more upper respiratory. Your shit is twisted, all right? And they said, you know what? We're going to make this shit into a solid, and we're going to smoke it. That's what we're going to do. They already knew that baking soda and water, when it gets hardened, becomes a rock form. Bam, just add the coke in there. There you go.
Now, you really want to know what it was? It was all a marketing. See, the people over country, the Hispanics, they started the whole coke thing. But black people knew how to make a dollar off it, how to make that extra dollar off it. And they knew what the bases loved. Now, who the base? Originally, it was the poor. Then it became to the white folk. White folk became poor.
Okay.
Honestly, I think it's smart, but who's putting it in our hands to begin with? It's the government.
Man, you damn right.
Can we stop the fuck right now before them? Listen, FCC, I have nothing to do with this conversation. I love the government.
Okay.
Hold on. Trent, I got to ask you a question. Listen, I got a cousin that's been locked up for like 13 years, and even he admits to me. Is it true that it's easier to get drugs? He's been locked up for like 12 years. My cousin.
All right.
He'll tell me. Even before he was locked up, it's easier to get drugs in jail than it is out of jail.
Everybody knows that.
They traffic it in the kitchen. Tell you the truth.
But, you really go think it's all the inmates and all their ways of putting it in?
No, it's not all the inmates.
That's all I need.
At the same time, because the inmate got to have, connect with the inside.
Yeah, exactly.
And they hitting them off with some type of money, too, but. They got to risk their job or they that deep, that desperate or whatever, they going to do it.
I also got a cousin in the military. His general brings four keys every trip.
What's your cousin's name?
Don't do that on radio.
Shut up.
I can tell you what's going down, but I can't tell you how it's going down.
I don't want to know his name. I was just making a joke. that we all need to shut the fuck up about the government.
This is why I love the government. This is why I love the government, because they're hypocrites, but they know how to make a dollar at the same time. It's all business. They smart. They might be fucking us around, but they smart because they winning at the end of the day.
It's organized chaos. That's what
exactly.
It is.
But they all stuck together.
Anyway, where's the angry bastards?
This is angry bastards. This motherfucker is angry about this shit.
Where are they?
I'm right here. I had to scoop some cat turds and cat nuts.
He had to go take a shit himself. He just had it on mute. You know what I'm saying? He didn't want to hear the bloop in front of the ladies and shit.
Nah, fuck that. If I gotta take a shit, I do it on the phone so I can hear the plops and all that. But, I had to feed the fish, feed the cat, and scoop the turds.
They actually still alive?
Nah, man, my fish are dead actually. But I was talking about my fish. And I was like, nah, fuck that. I know goldfish die, but I'm going to make sure my fish don't die. And sure enough, they fucking died.
They goldfish. They meant to die.
It's like a fucking myth, man.
Where are
six
four.
You
want
to hear some fucked up shit? How they found a gray white shark. Dead on the beach here in South Florida. They found massive body parts, and they try to ID the body parts, and all they could lead to that they were Hispanic.
Wow.
That hurts me inside, knowing that my Cubans try to escape, and they ain't make it, though.
How do you know that's what happened?
What other reason why would a shark have Cuban body parts in his body and
you
be
know.
Washed up on the shore?
Somebody could have dumped his body in there. He could have been already dead when he got in the water.
They dumped his body in the shark.
Dumped it in the water.
And then the shark ate it.
Are you paying attention?
And then the shark ate it. Yeah, that could be true. A shark's not going to say, hey, this motherfucker's dead. I'm not going to eat him. More of them, oh, shit, I ain't got to go to no struggle. I can just eat him.
Only sharks only attack someone when it's moving, though. If it's still, they don't fuck with it.
That's not true. Because
they see through motion.
A lot of sharks do not.
Now this shit is National Geographic. Now this shit is Wild Kingdom. Everybody fucking know now.
Yeah. It went from hating on people to the beauty salon to the government, and now it's fucking near traffic, near Wild Kingdom and shit. Shark Kingdom.
Well, you gotta love Angry Bastard, man. He's Angry Bastard Radio.
Hey, yo, 6-4, man. You still in the building?
Wait for it.
Hey, yo,
what happened?